We will have to be concerned north of the storm's snow footprint with exposure for winter wheat. So as you move again into northeastern Colorado, northern Kansas, Nebraska, and points north and northwest from there, there could be some extreme cold without the benefit of a protective snow cover. We'll have to keep an eye on the health of winter wheat as we move into spring, as we do expect easily sub-zero temperatures this weekend into early next week across that northern half of the plains, and that will be a concern with winter wheat exposure and winter kill potential.